The Socratic Seminar is a structured, student-centered discussion protocol. The format consists of six stages. First, students establish norms for the discussion. Students then pre-write, discuss ideas in pairs, and present their partner's ideas to the group. Next, students engage in an open discussion. In the final stage, each student writes and then presents a closing comment. The format requires every student in the class to contribute at least twice. The protocol promotes close reading, clarity of expression, and the development of ideas. Students generate, then agree by consensus to a set of discussion norms. The objective is to create a safe, honest, and respectful environment for intellectual inquiry. Students generate thoughts, comments, or questions and jot these down on paper. With an emphasis on listening, partners share their initial ideas.
I don't understand how society could be.
To begin the discussion, students present, as completely and accurately as possible, the ideas of their partner.
Society's pressure of, you know, be a conformist, you know, just get who you are and do the beneficial things.
Either Jason or Nicole was talking about the American dream and how, because it's like earning money.
Using the partner presentations as points of departure, Inner Circle students discuss the ideas.
And it would have been exactly the same as long as like that country allowed people to do the same things. Yeah. Like, so I don't see why it's like the American dream.
So you have to fight harder than you used to be who you really are.
So you guys totally agree with the quote, imitation is suicide. Then you guys totally... I really didn't understand what you were saying. What your thought was.
So what I was talking about was that basically now the idea of your own thoughts and your own self-reliance is more important.
Desks are arranged into one inner and one outer circle. Half of the students seat themselves on the inner circle, with the other half seating themselves on the outer. Two additional, initially vacant desks, or hot seats, are placed opposite each other on the inner circle. Those seated on the outer circle for the first half of the discussion may, if they choose, move to a hot seat to contribute to the discussion. For the second half of the discussion, students seated on the outer circle exchange seats with those who've begun on the inner. In 50-minute periods, I recommend devoting 2 days to the discussion. All students write down a closing comment on the discussion. Each student on the inner circle presents his or her closing comment to the group.
My closing comment is, the green light represents the hope of Gatsby's relationship with Daisy. And as the
what Americans perceive as the American dream is getting lots and lots of money, and then they can achieve it, and that's what Gatsby thought he had to do. He thought he had to get like a lot of money in order to impress Daisy and like get her. So I think that maybe, and she's also, you know, kind of like shallow herself. And I think he's trying to say, like, the American dream itself is kind of shallow and like pointless. So, yeah.
Society fights against people wanting to be individuals. And
just talked to this past thing. He went on about, like, you can go back to the past, but you can't because the past changes people. Like, you can't take away experiences and things that have happened to you because they change you every day. So you can't go back.
The integrity is, like, the integrity to choose the right decisions. Like, the integrity to, like, I don't know, make your own like decisions and like analyze for yourself instead of letting people analyze for you. So.
As teachers, we may lament the inability of our students to analyze, synthesize, evaluate, and develop ideas and arguments. If we consider this kind of higher order thinking as an objective or as a state standard toward which to aim, then we must be on the lookout for methods by which students can practice and teachers can assess such levels of thought. The Socratic Seminar is one such method.